Women in the menopause transition are losing 2 to 3% of bone density per year, along with the loss of lean muscle mass. Our bones and our muscles give us strength, stability, flexibility, and are metabolically active, keeping us youthful. In fact, the muscles are our key to longevity. Thanks to the brilliant guest experts I've had on the Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast, I understand the importance of getting enough protein daily to build lean muscle and maintain bone density. I can struggle to eat enough protein daily. Even when I was eating protein at every meal, I still wasn't getting enough. So I take Keon Aminos daily to support and supplement my diet. Keon Aminos ensures that you are getting the essential amino acids from protein your body needs to build muscle and keep energetic and strong. Keon Aminos is clean source, transparent formula that gets mixed into water and tastes good. It is suitable for all diets and is gluten and dairy free. When I take Keon Aminos, I feel satisfied, full, and hydrated. It keeps sugar cravings at bay, my mental health is better, and I sleep better. I feel strong and ready for whatever might come my way. Strong, flexible, healthy, for my whole life is my aim. If you would like to supplement protein intake with Keon Aminos, please visit getkeon.com/lovely, where Keon is offering 20% off for the listeners of the show. That's getkeon, GETKION.com/lovely, for 20% off your order of Keon Aminos. Thanks, Keon.
Welcome to Not Your Mother's Menopause, Making Hormones Make Sense, with Dr. Fiona Lovely. Dr. Lovely is an expert on health, treating women and their families from around the world. Her specialities include endocrinology, functional neurology, and functional medicine. Please visit us at drlovely.com. And now, here's the doctor.
Dr. Fiona Lovely here. I hope everyone's great today. This is Not Your Mother's Menopause, Making Hormones Make Sense podcast. And I am still on hiatus, I suppose, but I'm feeling like every day that goes by, there's more and more stuff that I wish to share with you. So I'm going to pop in and do a cast whenever I feel inspired with something juicy. And always wanting to deliver you the highest quality content in terms of usability. And today I thought I'd talk about controlling food cravings in perimenopause. And this is a huge topic for women of any age, really. But I think I have some really neat things that I want to share today that I hope will liberate you and give you some tools as well. So, you know, the idea of this podcast has really evolved since I started it a year and a half ago, I guess. And, you know, my own personal style is I want to know the science behind things. I want to know the why. Why does it happen? And how does it happen? And then I want to always give you things that you can do with the science and the why and the how in mind that you can do to help be more comfortable in this age and life stage for women that can be challenging. Let's leave it at that. Anyways, and you know, I think that I have seen that there is a real lack of usable tools, either doctors in particular, health coaches, and allied health professionals want to talk about the science of it, the why and how of it, but really not so much about how to make it better. And so it's my hope that I'm giving you a balance of those two things. That's really what I try to do, certainly overall with the podcast, but in each episode as well. So let's go there. Let's talk about the perimenopausal food cravings. So here's something really cool I want to share with you. It's not you. It's not your mind. It's your biology. Let me explain. I think as women, by the time we reach perimenopause, which is 35 to 45 to start, lasting approximately 10 years. So, and there's a lot of factors in why, when and why you would start. But anyways, I think what happens is by the time we reach this age, we have gathered enough evidence, circumstance, that says we have difficulties with food because of an inherent personality weakness or lack of willpower. And that's why we eat crappy foods instead of being gentle with ourselves and saying, well, you know, I'm craving this. So, you know, there must be a reason and be okay with it. I suppose food cravings are fine if you indulge them every once in a while, but if it's every day, all day, then it becomes a thing. For me, it's chocolate or something sugary in the afternoon when I'm starting to feel the post-lunch dip in my energy. But anyways, it's different for everybody. So, and I'm going to explain to you why one person can be salty craving or sugar craving here in a minute. So, the mind says, I eat crap because I have no willpower and I am weak. What happens is you get this hypervigilance that goes along with adrenal stress, and you get a really loud ego in this era because, of course, nothing feels very good. And so ego comes to play and says, well, that's because you're useless and you don't know anything anyways. And I'm just trying to keep you small and safe because that's my job, right? And you really have to dial back that, turn down the volume on the ego. But the more the stress response happens, the more you get that brain and mind hypervigilance that's looking for whether or not there's threats to security and safety. And of course, ego plays a big part in that and fuels all these thoughts. So how do you break the cycle of cravings and weight gain? Well, you know, this whole podcast is about teaching you why things happen. Knowledge is power. When you know better, you can do better. There are multiple chemical cascades which happen throughout the body in response to stress. Look, I talk about stress a ton on this podcast, so there's nothing new here. If you're new to me and to my podcast, please go back and listen to some of the previous episodes on adrenals and stress response so that you can get an idea of some of the language I'm using here, because there is so much to learn about this very topic. Okay, so how you respond to stress is individualistic, but there's a couple of science-y nuggets I want to share with you that I think are really going to help you understand why you're having food cravings. And let me go back to this. Stress response is different for everybody. So just because your bestie can handle the breakdown of her marriage, the financial bankruptcy, and the breakup of her new boyfriend who gave her herpes, doesn't mean that you can. Everybody is different, okay? So this is not a time to compare to your neighbor or your bestie on this one, okay? Be gentle with yourself. So, science-y nuggets, here we go. Why is it that some people crave salt? So, there are hormones released by the brain and the adrenal glands in times of stress, mostly ACTH and vasopressin, which work to conserve salt and water so you stay hypertensive. Hypertension is high blood pressure, which, as we know, can be a problem. But it's interesting, isn't it? Because it makes you wonder if that high BP thing that your doctor has been talking about is more related to a stress response than, let's say, anything else that you may be thinking it's caused by. So what happens is the body says must conserve salt and water, so must pull in as much we can for storage so that you stay with a high blood pressure, because that drives the brain's ability to be hypervigilant. Isn't that huge? Oh my God. Like when I put those words together, I thought, this is big. This is really big. Because here's what our brain does. It's seeking threat. It's seeking the loss of security. And you know, the truth is a lot of us don't live in the kinds of situations where we have to be worried about our safety and our security, but our brain doesn't anyways, because there's some very old parts of the brain that are controlling this here, right? So it's an evolutionary necessity, even though for a lot of us, it's not, I don't want to say it's not relevant, it's just, it's the reason why it's happening has changed, okay? So what happens is when we're hypervigilant, we're seeking threat, the loss of security, is it safe, is it not? And you know what, when that's not really something we have to worry about, that hypervigilance becomes about us seeking drama in our environment and our people. Really because we're trying to justify the behavior. And what's happening there is like a mixture of biology and mind. And woof, those things are hard habits and behaviors to break, especially when the stress response is in charge. So what I'm saying to you is that you're craving the chips after supper, after everyone else has gone to bed and you're still sitting in front of Netflix, because you have that hypervigilance that's being driven by constant stress response. Have you really looked at just how much stress you are carrying in your daily life? Because here's what my patients say to me. I say, are you stressed? And they say, no, I'm fine. Meanwhile, they've just told me 6 different things that I know turns on the stress response. Half of them they've been suffering with for years. So often, women don't even know what stressed means because they're used to it. They're accustomed to it. Okay? So let's talk about what happens when you're craving sugar or carbs. Okay? Now, this is my jam, so I get this. I get this. Okay. What happens is when you're craving the sugar or carbs, you're asking for the fuel to keep coming for the fight or flight response. That is part of the chemical cascade of stress response, okay? At the same time, loads of cortisol in the system is released as part of that stress cascade, and that keeps elevating cellular resistance to insulin, which keeps sugar in the bloodstream for quick movement or muscle response, okay? So basically, you're craving the sugar so that your body has a constant, perpetual source of fuel to run like hell if you're about to be eaten by a saber-toothed tiger or run over by a bus or whatever the drama is in your life on a daily basis. Okay? Keeping the stores circulating rather than burning up the sugar for fuel means over time you will gain weight, especially around the midsection and abdomen, because that's what the cortisol signals your body to do. Keep it close by so we can make it solvent, make it fuel really fast. What's really interesting about this too is that a lot of us also use carbs to self-medicate, because the sugar helps us deal with the high and spazzy feeling from constant cortisol, which is also can be called adrenaline in the system. Ooh, doesn't that just like, for me, I hear all of this and it just sort of liberates me, even though as a physician, I know these things. But, you know, it's when you put them together in terms of how you feel about yourself, you're like, there is a biological reason for what's going on here. So how can we work with the biology so that I don't have these cravings and I'm not having the effects of these cravings? So, you know, the thing is, we're all feeling a little bit out of control in perimenopause. There's sort of like, it feels like everything is wrong and there's so many things that are off. Where do you start? And the truth is, looking at your food and your diet is a huge part of that. And what I'm going to say to you is, I'm not saying that I want to take things away from you, because I know to me, deprivation is a huge part of why I'm going to dig my heels and be a teenager and say, hell no, it's not happening that way. It's more a matter of making sure you get the right stuff first so that you don't crave the stuff that's not so great for you. Like, we all eat junky foods. Like, just don't fool yourself into thinking, oh my gosh, you know what drives me nuts is whenever you read these trashy magazines. Okay, so for me, if I have a guilty pleasure, is every once in a while, if there's a People magazine around, I'll go, oh, that'll be fun to read. So, and it's usually like in an airplane or in a doctor's office, the hair salon, like places like that. I don't buy it for myself per se, but if I come across a copy of it, I'm like, oh, let's have a look. And then you get to the section towards the back, which always has the ultra stick thin 22-year-old in there that apparently is supposed to be the beauty ideal. And then they list what her food choices are and how she keeps her lean figure. And it's always grilled fish and grilled chicken breast. Oh my God, puke Atola. Who wants to eat like that every day? I certainly do not. Let's talk about, yeah, let's have the protein source, but let's talk about the unctuousness of whatever delicious salad dressing she mixed in with those apparently plain veggies that she ate with her grilled fish. I don't know. Anyways, I just had to get that out. That drives me nuts when I see that. There's, according to People magazine, there's a whole lot of women eating grilled fish and grilled chicken, and I ain't buying it. If they are, they're eating a bag of Doritos when they sit on their couch at night. Oh, I got that off my chest. Okay, Dr. Hat back on. So let's go to some stress reduction tools, because as you know, this is such an important part of what we're doing here. And the span of this podcast is that I want to constantly be giving you things that you can do to feel more normal, more comfortable during this time. So recognize that your reaction to a situation of any kind, your reaction is what becomes the story, and the story becomes the reality in every single situation, good and bad. Now, I realize this might be a little bit unpopular, but just stick with me here, okay? What I'm going to suggest you do is start to become aware of how you react to any situation in your life. Okay, so you go to the petrol station and you put your credit card in and it's declined. What's your response to that? Is it, oh my God, I don't have any money. Oh my God, I'm going to fall apart. Oh my God, I'm not going to be able to afford my house. And oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Or is it, oh, I guess I'll use the other one. And then you move on. Okay, refuse to label a situation as good or bad. Women are literally the sacred container for the divine. We're a cylinder where things need to pass right through us energetically. This is super important. Do not add a story, a charge, to the situations that you experience. Or always choose a good story, which I'm going to say takes a bit of practice, but it is possible. Number two, avoid drama in all its forms, including trashy TV, trashy magazines like People, and also trashy people, trashy and dramatic people. Like, don't let somebody else's drama come onto your life. It affects everything. So start to look at where you bring drama in. And when you open that door of awareness, you'll start to see that it shows up not just as the flare of drama, but can be a lot more quiet and insipid, and it sneaks in there. So just turn your hypervigilance, if you will, towards eliminating that from your life. Take time every day to be grateful. This is number three. Gratitude is huge. When you're grateful for what you have, good, bad, or indifferent, you actually have more to be grateful for. Always meditation every day. Take the time, even if it's 10 deep breaths or closing your eyes when you're in the shower, because guess what? It's quiet then. Generally, people don't bother you when you're in the shower. 10 deep breaths and just think of a peaceful word. Maybe it's peace, it's love, it's harmony, it's balance, it's comfort, it's prosperity. Whatever that word is for you, just focus on that. That's all that meditation is just a quiet, focused inward time. Along with meditation, make sure you're breathing deeply and consistently throughout the day. None of this stress breathing. And I have done previous podcasts on what that means. So if that is a new concept to you, please go back and reference those earlier podcasts. Control your stress, control your story, control your food. And it doesn't have to be a deprivation. It's make sure you get the things your body needs first in there. And you can become a better and more comfortable version of yourself fast. Oh, that was so fun. I loved it. Okay, so a couple of things I want to tell you. We have a brand new website, drlovely.com. A lot of the same content that's been moved from .expert over to .com. Easier for you guys to find. We will be opening the doors to the Menopause Help Guide here in the next couple of months. So there is a link on that website where you can go and leave your email so that you'll be the first to know when I do open the doors for the Menopause Help Guide in the fall. And let's see. Oh, yeah, something so totally fun. I did a Facebook Live on the Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast Facebook page. Okay, it's a thing. Go find it, please. And it's been wildly popular, and I talk about the mythology and causes of depression, which there's new research on and may actually become a podcast in the near future. But this one even surprised me just how much women needed to hear this information. So please go like the Facebook page and also listen to that that Facebook Live that I did last week. It was last Friday I did it. And as always, I love to hear what you'd like me to talk about. You can drop me a note on the Facebook page. Again, Not Your Mother's Menopause Podcast. Making Hormones Make Sense. This is Dr. Fiona Lovely, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care. The views and nutritional advice expressed by Dr. Fiona Lovely are not intended to be a substitute for conventional medical service. If you have or suspect that you have a medical problem, promptly contact your healthcare provider. No information offered here should be interpreted as a diagnosis of any disease, nor an attempt to treat or prevent or cure any disease or condition. As with any new advice or program, you should always contact your healthcare provider prior to starting anything new. Thank you.
Women in the menopause transition are losing 2-3% of bone density per year, along with the loss of lean muscle mass. Our bones and our muscles give us strength, stability, flexibility, and are metabolically active, keeping us youthful. In fact, the muscles are our key to longevity. Thanks to the brilliant guest experts I've had on the Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast, I understand the importance of getting enough protein daily to build lean muscle and maintain bone density. I can struggle to eat enough protein daily. Even when I was eating protein at every meal, I still wasn't getting enough. So I take Keon Aminos daily to support and supplement my diet. Keon Aminos ensures that you are getting the essential amino acids from protein your body needs to build muscle and keep energetic and strong. Keon Aminos is clean source, transparent formula that gets mixed into water and tastes good. It is suitable for all diets and is gluten and dairy free. When I take Keon Aminos, I feel satisfied, full, and hydrated. It keeps sugar cravings at bay, my mental health is better, and I sleep better. I feel strong and ready for whatever might come my way. Strong, flexible, healthy, for my whole life is my aim. If you would like to supplement protein intake with Keon Aminos, please visit getkeon.com/lovely, where Keon is offering 20% off for the listeners of the show. That's getkeon, GETKION.com/lovely, for 20% off your order of Keon Aminos. Thanks, Keon.